Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for being presenting sponsor of Season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as they were Season 4, Season 3, and Season 2. For those of you like me who live in the greater Tampa Bay area, remember not only was the original Hooters location still in existence in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay, but there are 11 original Hooters brand locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area, and we hope at some point later in the season, Hooters will welcome us back for some form of a fantasy football party with members of my current podcast league and inviting other listeners of the podcast in the Central Florida area. We wait for Hooters to invite us back, and that is why we had our one podcast league draft this year at Bill Curry Ford, big sponsors of JoeBucksFan.com, and have been providing quality Ford sales and service to generations of Tampa Bay residents over the years. Sean Sullivan is a fan of mine. He also is an owner in the podcast leagues, and he offered his showroom and a $1,000 bounty to the champion of this year's Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Hooters, all supporters of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. I'll offer the keyword again, although many of you have already caught on to it. It was basically to further appreciate those of you who listen to the podcast. I felt I was answering too many emails of people who didn't listen to the podcast. And if I'm going to do something on my time for free for them, I think they should do something for free in their time for me. So I may have lost some people who would otherwise email me, but they weren't doing anything for me like you. So as a podcast listener, I want you to have exclusive access to talk to me via email. And every week we're going to change the keyword, and I even let a listener change it this week. And he offered me one, and I'll offer that in a few minutes. This is real quick. I always say that, I know. This is simple. As of recording this at 2:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, the Titans-Steelers game will not be played on Sunday as scheduled. There have been some positive tests as it relates to the Tennessee Titans, and there was a report, earlier today, that there was one more player positive test, which may have provoked the NFL to say, okay, we're going to back off our original stance that we're going to play the game as scheduled on Sunday between the Titans and Steelers. And now the NFL is saying the game would be played on Monday or Tuesday. Let me speak about this from a fantasy football standpoint, and this goes back to one of the podcasts I did. This is already number 20 this season that I've done for you. As it relates to 2020 and COVID-19. If you are a commissioner who didn't want to deal with this, you had a chance to opt out before the season began. If you were an owner who didn't want to deal with this or was going to bitch and complain to your other owners and your commissioner and just be a pain in the ass when something came up, you should have opted out as well. So I'm encouraging all commissioners to be very simple, very matter of fact, and set a precedent with how they are going to deal with this. And owners understand that your commissioner is your commissioner for a reason. And don't bitch and moan because you have Derrick Henry, or you have James Conner, or you have Ben Roethlisberger, Juju Smith-Schuster. This was going to happen, and chances are it will happen again. I am a Derrick Henry owner, as all of you know, in both of my leagues. So I have to pay attention to this. I am also a very heavy-handed, very enthusiastic commissioner. I often tell you how to modernize your scoring to reflect the actual game on the field as it is played nowadays. In my arguments against mandatory tight end, field goals being worth more than three, and also PPR, which essentially is point for nothing. So if you're looking for guidance on how to handle this as it currently exists, and perhaps you're in a league where already you look at your player on the Titans and Steelers and it says this week is a bye. Now, it may or may not in your league. It doesn't mind because I use Yahoo. It says Derrick Henry is on a bye, and it actually says 4/7. Now, we know he won't have two byes. He's still going to play. The Titans are still going to play 16 games. Here's the way I've already instructed my foundation owners, and I will instruct my podcast league owners how we're handling this. Every player on the Titans and Steelers is essentially now listed as questionable on the injury report. I can't make it any more simple than that. Consider them questionable to play, just as you were a player officially listed as questionable. And here's why that analogy works. Let's say you have an RB1 or a wide receiver 1 or your starting quarterback, and he's supposed to play in the Sunday night game or the Monday night game, and they are on the injury report that week as questionable. How do you handle it? You follow the news closely as it relates to that player, and you have to make a decision based on all the information available. First, by 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, where you would have the most options to replace that player, and then you have a second opportunity for the, 3 to 5 sometimes late afternoon games to make a substitution as well. Your options become much more limited if you wait until the Sunday night game, and extremely limited if you wait until the Monday night game. So consider all Titans players and all Steelers players questionable and follow the news on your own. I am a Derrick Henry owner, and I'm just a fan of the NFL. I want to see this game happen as scheduled Monday or Tuesday. My expectation is I don't run the servers, that if the game is played on Tuesday, it will be considered a week 4 game for fantasy football. I could be wrong, but that's the premise I'm going on, that it will count towards your week 4 score. But still, you're now rolling the dice, just like you would if a player was questionable going into a Sunday night game or going into a Monday night game. That's the way I'm handling this as a commissioner. That's the way I'm handling this as an owner of Derrick Henry. I have already switched out Derrick Henry in both my leagues and put in another running back. I will continue to monitor the events. Look, they could say the game is on for Monday night and not play it. I guess they could postpone it to Tuesday, or they could say the game is going to be played on Tuesday and they could postpone it again. Look, it's not your fault, but you have to adjust, just as you adjust to any other player having a questionable status that is playing on a Sunday night game or a Monday night game, and now we introduce a Tuesday night game for the first time in a while. I guess the wildfires could have pushed a game to Tuesday. I guess there was another scenario maybe years ago for some other reason. But that's it. That's how you have to treat this. Don't yell at your other owners. Don't yell at your commissioner. All Titans players are now questionable for week 4. All Steelers players are questionable for week 4. That's how you have to treat it. That's how it is your responsibility to follow the news. Your responsibility to make what you feel is a decision in your best interest. If the NFL reschedules this game for Monday and Tuesday, and you keep Derrick Henry or James Conner or Ben Roethlisberger or Chase Claypool or Juju Smith-Schuster or Jonnu Smith in your lineup and the game isn't played, do not yell at your commissioner and say, well, I should be given this player. No, they've all already played. Nope. Not going to do that. Treat all Titans and all Steelers as questionable. If you don't want to take the risk, don't play them. I don't care who it is. Don't play them. Because guess what? If they don't play this week, you're going to have them making up that game in your schedule where Derrick Henry would have normally had a bye, say, in week 7, the bye would happen this week. So you do benefit from it. You're going to have to adjust. I said this a while back. If you didn't want to deal with this and you were going to be a little bitch about it to your other owners or to your league commissioner or as a commissioner, you just didn't want to make decisions, you should have opted out. So my simplest advice to you is treat every Titans and Steeler player you own as questionable this week. Then you decide, come say Sunday morning, if you feel good about them playing just as you would another questionable player for, say, a Monday night game. Because you're going to have other options to sub in. That's why you have a bench. Do I want to sub out Derrick Henry, who's averaged 29 touches per game the first 3 weeks and hit pay dirt twice last week on a really good team? No. But I also know if they don't play the game this week, there was nothing I could do. And it means I get Henry now for week 7 when I didn't think I'd have him. So apply some logic to this. Treat both rosters as questionable to play. Make the decision based on the news you gather. And don't be a problem if things don't go your way this week. Just don't. You know how I talked about after week 1? The week one owner who loses and then asks, what do you want for Ezekiel Elliott? Don't be that guy. Yeah, don't be this guy. The one complaining because he kept a Steeler or a Titan in the lineup and the game gets postponed on Monday or on Tuesday and isn't played and you get a 0 in your lineup. That's on you. That's why you have a bench. That's the nature of sports in 2020. Deal with it. And if any commissioners have any questions for me, the keyword this week is fumble. Fumble. Put fumble in the subject line. Put fumble in the high part of your email. Look, there might be another way to do this, but to me, this is the simplest way. Because, am I wrong? All Titans and Steelers players are questionable to play this week. Am I wrong? If they don't play, do you get the game back? Yeah. You'll get them playing in another game, which you wouldn't if they did play this week. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. The keyword for week 4 is fumble. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, presented by Hooters, with a big assist from Sean Sullivan, podcast owner and general manager of Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next time.